Good evening, travelers of the unknown. Welcome to Midnight Signals, where the boundaries of time, space, and human understanding dissolve beneath the silent watch of ancient forces. I'm Russ Chamberlain, and tonight we enter the silent depths of the Giza Plateau, into the heart of a timeless riddle that reshaped the destiny of an entire civilization, and perhaps the world. In the moonlit desert, three monumental structures rise from the shifting sands. They are known to all, yet remain truly understood by very few. The Great Pyramids of Egypt. Far from lifeless stone, these powerful constructs pulse with an unearthly energy, etched into every perfectly fitted block. Their presence challenges all conventional explanations, for they were never intended as mere tombs. No, these pyramids stand as colossal records of impossible feats and knowledge that defies the confines of known history. Tonight, step beyond the perimeter of ordinary narratives and journey with me through cryptic tunnels, resonant chambers, and arcane hieroglyphs. Here, in the hush of the night, the true story of the pyramids unfold. The enormity of the Great Pyramid cannot be overstated. Standing at its base under the cool glow of a desert moon, one feels suddenly small, consumed by the sheer mass towering overhead. In its prime, the Great Pyramid of Khufu reached about 481 feet high, surpassing any man-made structure for nearly four millennia. Even now, after losing part of its pinnacle and much of its outer casing stones, it dominates the plateau, radiating an aura of power and precision. Yet the true marvel lies not merely in height, but in how such a massive edifice was constructed. Over 2.3 million limestone and granite blocks form its body, each block weighing anywhere from 2 to 15 tons, and certain blocks, often in the upper chambers, exceed a staggering 70 or even 80 tons. The logistical feat of transporting these colossal stones, many quarried in Aswan, over 500 miles away, defies conventional explanation. Even today, modern construction crews would find it daunting to haul such weights across that distance. The best heavy haul trucks, cranes, and lifting gear would be taxed to their limits by a project of this magnitude. Despite the official story of wooden sleds, ropes, and sheer manpower, no extensive ramp remnants or supporting infrastructure for such a monumental endeavor have ever been found. Some researchers have pointed out that to complete the Great Pyramid in roughly 20 years, a multi-ton block would need to be precisely positioned every 2 to 3 minutes, day and night, without pause. Even with sophisticated machinery and modern engineering software, maintaining that pace would be extraordinary, if not outright impossible. Yet there the pyramid stands. Its symmetrically perfect sides align with four cardinal directions. High-altitude imaging confirms that each face is oriented within a fraction of a degree of absolute north, south, east, and west. The base of the structure remains so level, off by mere inches across its hundreds of feet, that it rivals the tolerances used in cutting-edge industrial facilities. Compounding the mystery, the cut precision on many of the stones reveals a level of workmanship far beyond what copper chisels or rudimentary tools could accomplish. Standard archaeology claims the ancient Egyptians used hand tools made of copper or bronze, yet these materials are too soft to slice through high-density granite with near-surgical accuracy present in Giza. Drill holes exhibit spiral grooves that appear machined, suggesting rotational cutting methods. Some blocks fit together so seamlessly that no bonding agent, such as mortar, was necessary, and not even the edge of a razor blade can slide between them. In modern times, diamond-tipped saws and high-powered laser cutters are required to replicate such flawless surfaces and edges, especially when working with igneous rock like granite. The notion that the Bronze Age civilization achieved these feats without advanced equipment, electric or otherwise, pushes the limits of credibility. Alternative theories propose the use of high-frequency sonic devices, unknown forms of energy, or technology that parallels what we might consider modern methods. These hypotheses point to the presence of unusual tool marks that do not match simple chiseling. They also highlight the highly polished surfaces reminiscent of machine-finished stone in advanced fabrication shops today. One cannot stand at the foot of the pyramid, towered over by titanic blocks, cut and placed with unimaginable precision, without confronting the question, were these ancient builders using methods that rival or surpass our own? The official narrative speaks of ramps, levers, and brute force, but the pyramid's existence and condition tell a different story. Against the backdrop of night, under the quiet glow of stars, the monolith's silhouette becomes a testament to the capabilities beyond textbook history. Stepping closer, running your hands along the smooth edges of the giant blocks, you can almost sense a hidden technology that whispers from the stone itself, reminding you that the rules of the past may not be as rigid as we once believed. A short journey from Giza leads one to Abydos, the site of a temple harboring forbidden hieroglyphs. Forbidden hieroglyphs that confirm the presence of knowledge out of step with any known chronology. High up on a pillar within this sacred complex are unmistakable carvings of modern machinery, shapes that include a helicopter, a tank, and what appears to be a jet aircraft. These images remain pristine and clear, preserved across millennia, waiting for the contemporary world to acknowledge their implications. Erosion and overlapping carvings do not form exact shapes of recognizable aircraft. The lines are too defined, the silhouettes too precise. With no margin for debate, the hieroglyphs confirm that the ancients witnessed, recorded, or possessed an awareness of technologies that should be far beyond their time. This knowledge is carved not as mythic beasts or symbolic motifs, but as literal machines, showcased in a manner that demands acceptance. The presence of these Abydos symbols reveals a broader puzzle. How did these technologies come to exist? Were they memories of events, glimpses of the distant future, or direct reproductions of advanced devices used by secretive groups or otherworldly beings? In the temple's hushed chambers, where flickering torches cast dancing shadows on the walls, one can sense the magnitude of what lies encoded in stone. The legacy of the pyramids intertwines seamlessly with the question of time manipulation and extraterrestrial contact. Whispered accounts tell of mysterious appearances on the desert horizon, shining crafts that descended upon sands long before recorded history. These visits imparted technical knowledge, teaching people to raise monstrous stones with disorienting ease. Others speak of time travelers from our future, stepping back to shape a pivotal era, leaving behind cryptic glyphs of modern machines so future generations would uncover a trail of evidence confirming their presence. If these travelers possessed advanced understanding of physics, then orchestrating the construction of the Great Pyramid, fine-tuning its alignment, carving and placing massive stones would be a direct demonstration of superior capabilities, ensuring humanity's timeline would unfold with the pyramids as cornerstones of an emerging civilization. Imagine a silent desert twilight thousands of years ago. A craft appears, hovering near the site of what would become the Great Pyramid. Its occupants, human or otherwise, exit and impart knowledge of anti-gravitational methods, acoustic levitation, or some undisclosed system that renders manual labor unnecessary. The local population would record such wonders in the only language they knew, stone reliefs and hieroglyphs. Over time, reference for these teachings would evolve into religion, merging the memory of these advanced beings with gods and guardian spirits. The visitors then vanish into the desert air, or perhaps through a tear in time, leaving behind a structure so grand that every generation to come would marvel at its origin. The pyramids thus stand as a silent testament to the direct, revolutionary intervention of far more sophisticated entities or individuals. Inside the Great Pyramid, the labyrinth of descending and ascending passageways leads to two main chambers, the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber. Unlike other Egyptian tombs, there is no lavish artwork, no funerary inscriptions, no elaborate murals praising the deceased. Instead, smooth granite walls encompass the King's Chamber with near harmonic precision, each slab fitting so tightly that a sheet of paper cannot slide between them. A granite sarcophagus, empty, adorned, rests near the center. Despite being described as a tomb, it defies conventional burial practices. The chamber resonates with sound at specific frequencies, and many explorers have experienced intense vibratory sensations there. Even a simple clap can echo in curious ways, as though the entire structure participates in generating a resonant effect. researchers confirm that the Great Pyramid's geometry incorporates exact ratios of pi and phi, as well as complex relationships with Earth's measurements, such as equatorial circumference and polar dimensions. The structure also seems to align with specific harmonic frequencies of the planet, channeling or amplifying them. These factors suggest a machine rather than a mausoleum. Some accounts describe the pyramid as a power generator or vibrational device, capturing Earth currents and cosmic energies, potentially enabling phenomena beyond our understanding. Step into the king's chamber alone, and the stillness amplifies every breath, every heartbeat. A faint hum, barely perceptible, circulates through the massive stones. The granite itself contains high quartz content, known to be piezoelectric, hinting at an active, energetic component. Together, these features reveal that the Great Pyramid is far more than a symbolic structure. It is a precision instrument designed to interact with subtle energies on a planetary and possibly even celestial scale. Beneath the limestone plateau, ground-penetrating radar has identified puzzling voids and geometric cavities. Local legends, shared in whispers among residents, describe corridors extending deep underground, leading to sealed chambers containing metals that glow without heat, writings in non-Egyptian scripts, and relics whose function eludes explanation. Some explorers recount discovering massive stone doors fused seamlessly with surrounding rocks, sealed with no visible hinges or handles. Others return from these tunnels speaking of labyrinthine passages that appear straightforward at first but soon turn disorienting, as though the architecture shifts to repel intruders. In certain accounts, echoes of footsteps trail behind explorers, though no other living soul can be found. These clandestine depths are rumored to house the Hall of Records, a subterranean archive detailing the true origin of human civilization and the advanced systems used to craft the pyramids. Official statements often downplay or deny the existence of such chambers, yet stray documents and testimonies persist, telling of repeated stone blockages, sudden collapses, or sealed gates that withstand modern drilling. Ancient guardians, whether mechanical or metaphysical, still preside over these hidden realms, preserving knowledge that would upend everything we know. After sundown, the Giza Plateau changes character. Tourists disperse, the desert wind becomes more pronounced, and the pyramids loom under the moon as watchful giants. Guards stationed around the site quietly pass along unpublicized stories of apparitions. They describe humanoid silhouettes, tall and unnaturally silent, seen perched on high blocks or peering from behind massive stones. Approached, these figures vanish around a corner that leads nowhere, leaving the observer with goose flesh and unanswered questions. Others have witnessed flickering orbs near the pyramid's apex, bluish lights that drift along the edges and slip into concealed crevices with no explanation. No footprints remain, no traces of devices or intruders. Yet these events happen with such frequency that seasoned staff no longer doubt their reality. These sightings, combined with sporadic malfunctioning of electronic devices, suggest the presence of energy fields or entities beyond conventional detection. Some refer to them as the Watchers, guardians ensuring the pyramid's inner sanctums remain unviolated. Independent adventurers, those who somehow gain permission or slip through the cracks of official protocols, speak of hearing whispers in languages they cannot recognize. Few claim that, during the nights of full moon, chanting emanates from the deep chambers, as though unseen congregates perform rites connected to the pyramid's original builders. While mainstream sources dismiss such accounts, they align too often, recounting with chilling detail by individuals who have never met and have no incentive to fabricate identical narratives. The three main pyramids at Giza reflect the Orion constellation with impeccable precision, mirroring the pattern of Orion's belt in a masterful arrangement on Earth's surface. Orion held paramount importance in Egyptian cosmology, associated with Osiris, a deity of rebirth and cosmic journeys. When the pyramids stood in their fully cased splendor, covered in gleaming white limestone, they shone under the sun by day and captured the starlight by night, creating an otherworldly spectacle. These alignments go beyond mere homage. They function as a navigational signpost across eons, The pyramid fields correlate with equinoxes and solstices, suggesting knowledge of astronomy far too advanced for any simple society reliant on wooden ramps and stone hammers. They mark a profound connection between Earth and distant stars, perhaps establishing a celestial gateway. If visitors from Orion or from elsewhere assisted in design and construction, the perfect alignment served as an unmistakable beacon. This is our work. We stand as a bridge between your world and ours. Modern scanning technology has revealed that the positioning of internal passages also correlates with specific stars in Orion's belt. These corridors allow starlight to penetrate certain chambers during precise times of the year, almost like a cosmic code that modern eyes are only now beginning to decode. While alien or intertime intervention remains one explanation, substantial evidence points towards a lost earthly civilization possessing advanced engineering and science rivaling our modern age. This civilization, preceding dynastic Egypt by millennia, established the Giza complex as a grand testament to its power and knowledge. Catastrophic events, whether by flood, shifting poles, or meteor impacts, decimated this epoch, scattering survivors who carried vestiges of their technology. The result: a fractured inheritance preserved by cryptic symbols, massive stone edifices, and esoteric rituals. By the time of the pharaohs, the original purpose and methods behind the pyramids were half forgotten, becoming objects of reverence and worship. Yet echoes of that civilization linger, encoded in the geometry of the pyramids and the monumental precision of other ancient sites around the globe. Together, they compose a planetary network, a blueprint for harnessing Earth's energies, a system hidden in plain sight, overshadowed by conventional archaeological narratives. Egyptian texts speak of the pyramids as gateways for the pharaoh's soul to unite with eternal cosmic forces. The synergy of design, cosmic alignment, and rumored energies within the pyramids transcend mere ritual. The king's chamber might have functioned as more than a symbolic shrine. Its geometry, the resonance of its stone, and certain ceremonial practices recorded in lost or hidden texts could have opened literal or dimensional portals. During these rites, the pyramid's power would surge, drawing on its perfect alignment with Earth's ley lines and stellar conduits. A pharaoh entering the chamber under meticulously timed conditions might have achieved an otherworldly passage, guided by energies harnessed by the pyramid's internal structure. Whether this was a transition of consciousness, physical teleportation, or interstellar travel remains locked behind an enigma of Egyptian mysticism. However, the repeated references to star travel, cosmic rebirth, and boundless journeys indicate that these ceremonies aim to transcend normal human boundaries in a very real way. The Giza pyramids do not stand alone. Across the planet, ancient megalithic sites, Machu Picchu, and Stonehenge mirror certain geometric and astronomical patterns found at Giza. Each site resonates with specific frequencies and angles that match Earth's energy grid, forming a global network once maintained by a lost fraternity of builders. This suggests that the advanced knowledge apparent in Giza extended worldwide, unified by shared principles of geometry and energy manipulation. Travelers who visit multiple megalithic complexes often report a familiar hum, similar to what they experience within the king's chamber. The synergy between these power nodes implies a larger design, a unified system intended to manage or amplify Earth's forces. The Giza Plateau, crowned by the three pyramids, likely serves as a central control point in this global puzzle. The pyramids stand as an invitation to scrutinize the limits of reality. In their shadows, the line between past, present, and future blur, suggesting that those who built them transcended normal chronological boundaries. Whether aided by stellar beings, aided by time-traveling visionaries, or guided by an ascended civilization that once thrived on Earth, the pyramids represent a testament to achievements that systematically challenge the official narrative of human progress. No mere tombs, these monoliths hold an active role in orchestrating energies beyond earthly constraints. Their architecture reflects advanced scientific principles, from the shape that harnesses Earth's vibrations to the alignment channeling stellar and solar power. Even in ruin, lacking the once brilliant white casing stones, They radiate a force that draws people from across the globe, each one sensing, at some level, that this place holds the key to a more expansive reality. Here, under the infinite canopy of stars, the why and how behind the pyramids converge into an ever-deepening mystery. They are not static memorials to a bygone age. They are living enigmas that continue to watch, to hum, and to beckon all who dare approach with open hearts and minds. Gaze upward from the base of the Great Pyramid. Sense the currents of energy coursing through the desert air. Feel the geometric perfection underfoot. Listen closely. There is a pulse in the silence, a low vibration that resonates with the human soul, insisting that secrets lie just beneath the surface. Secrets pointing to connections across galaxies, across epochs, and possibly across dimensions. This, dear listeners, is Midnight Signals. I'm Russ Chamberlain, guiding you through the hush of Giza's shifting sands and the silent corridors carved in stone. Let these mysteries stir within you the recognition that reality is far wider than the boundaries we have been handed. Until next time, stay vigilant, seek the hidden, and remember, in every silence, there's a signal. And in every signal, there's a story waiting to be told. Good night.